friends. Are you looking for a new podcast? Maybe something you can share with your littles? Something that has some storytelling in it? Well, then look no further. We have Storytime with Philip and Mommy, where my son and I sit and discuss all the great books that you might love while we read them. So, Little Golden Books, Berenstain Bears, and even the new classics like Bluey. We sit down, we read, we discuss, and we have so much fun doing it. Come and join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's the Reading Bug, here to tell you that today's episode is sponsored by Scholastic and the much-anticipated number one USA Today bestselling book, Cat Kid Comic Club, On Purpose, from Dave Pilkey, the creator of the Dogman series. You can pick up the newest Cat Kid book at thereadingbug.com or your local independent bookstore.
Hi, reader. Welcome back to Reading Bug Adventures, written, performed, and produced by all of us at The Reading Bug, our family-owned independent bookstore. This week, it's a bonus full-story episode of our Bollywood adventure. If you love our podcast and want to help us out, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and tell at least 2 of your friends about our podcast and our store. Please consider continuing to support us by shopping with us. At The Reading Bug, our mission is to educate, entertain, and engage children across the globe. And you can help us by purchasing a book subscription for every young reader you know at readingbugbox.com. Unlike other subscription boxes, a Reading Bug box is handpicked to match each child's age, interest, and reading level. And as interests and abilities change, our selections will grow with you. Or you can shop our store at thereadingbug.com, where we have millions of books available for purchase for children and grown-ups. You can find our latest recommendations or purchase books from your favorite podcast episodes. Check us out! A great big hello and thank you to our newest patrons. You're part of what makes Reading Bug Adventures podcast possible. To become a patron and support our work, please visit patreon.com/readingbugadventures. Thanks also to Resonate Recordings, who does the sound mixing and mastery for our podcast, and to all of our sponsors. And don't forget to keep that mail coming. We love to see your drawings and ideas, and you can share them with us by mailing them right to our bookstore at 785 Laurel Street in San Carlos, California, 94070. Okay, reader, are you ready for another exciting adventure with me and the Reading Bug? Then what are we waiting for? Let's fly! It's time for a Reading Bug adventure!
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Reader, hello. Hi, over here. Hi, I'm so glad that you could join me in another adventure. Unfortunately, the Reading Bug isn't here yet. You know, she probably lost track of time reading a good book. Again.
Namaste, Lauren. Namaste, reader.
Oh, Reading Bug, you startled me. Were you there all along? You were so quiet and still, I didn't even notice you.
I was here, yes. I've been here for a little while now. I got here a little early to practice my yoga.
Yoga?
Yes. I've been reading Yoga Bunny by Brian Russo and Yawning Yoga by Lori Jordan, and I wanted to try some yoga for myself.
But what is yoga, Reading Bug?
Oh, yoga is a lot of things, Lauren. It's breath control, exercise, meditation, and it can help you relax and be more centered. Yoga began in India more than 5,000 years ago and is now popular in every corner of the world.
You know, you do look pretty relaxed, Bug.
Thank you. I'm getting ready for our big adventure. It's always good to be relaxed, centered, and ready for anything when we adventure together, isn't it, reader?
It sure is. Now, Bug, you said you'd been reading books about yoga, right?
Right.
Well, then I'm guessing our adventure has something to do with yoga, too?
Also right. Why don't I tell you the titles of some of the other books in my book bag, and you can guess where we'll be adventuring to. I brought Tiger Boy by Mitali Perkins, Tigers at Twilight by Mary Pope Osborne, Ganesha's Sweet Tooth by Emily Haynes and Vijay Patel, and Geronimo Stilton, Bollywood Burglary.
You mean Hollywood Burglary, Reading Bug. Geronimo Stilton, Hollywood Burglary.
Nope, I mean Bollywood Burglary, Lauren, with a B.
Bollywood? What's that? I know that Hollywood is in California, and it's the center of the movie industry. All the big movie stars live and work there.
Actually, I read that Bollywood is the biggest film center in the world, Lauren.
It is?
Hollywood in California produces about 500 movies every year, but Bollywood produces twice as many.
It does. But what is Bollywood, Bug?
The name Bollywood is made up from two words, Hollywood and Bombay. You know what Hollywood is? It's the center of the United States film industry. And Bombay is the old word for the Indian city of Mumbai, which is the center of India's film industry.
So, Bollywood is kind of like Hollywood, but in India?
Right.
Oh, so if Bollywood is in India, and yoga is from India, and tigers, like the ones in your books, live in India, then we must be going on an Indian adventure today!
Yes, 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 you guessed it. We're going to say namaste to the country of India on our adventure today, Lauren.
There's that word again, Bug. Namaste. What does it mean?
Namaste is used as a greeting throughout Southeast Asia. It's a Hindi word meaning I bow to the goodness in you.
Hindi. Don't you mean Hindu?
Nope, I mean Hindi. Hindi is a language that is spoken in India, and Hindu is a religion. I read that there are more than 1,000 languages spoken by the citizens of India, and Hindi is one of them. Bollywood movies are usually filmed in Hindi.
Okay, so Hindi is a language and Hindu is a religion.
Exactly. Almost 80% of the people in India are Hindus, meaning that they are followers of Hinduism, the religion. I read in Hinduism for Kids that Hinduism is an ancient religion that began in India more than 4,000 years ago. Hindus worship many different gods, including Vishnu, Shiva, Brahma, Parvati, Ganesha, and Kartikeya.
Wow! Yoga, gods, different languages, movies? India sounds like a really exciting place. I think this adventure is going to be amazing, isn't it, Reader?
And I haven't even told you about the Taj Mahal.
The Taj Mahal?
Oh yes, the Taj Mahal, one of the new wonders of the world. It's a magnificent building made entirely of white marble, but you're just going to have to see it for yourself to see how incredible it is.
Well then what are we waiting for? Let's get this adventure started.
Yes, let's go. But not before we stretch out and get our bodies warmed up and ready. Right, Lauren? A little warm-up, just like the ones in my yoga books, would be good for all of us. Who knows what we'll encounter on our adventure together?
That's right, Reading Bug. Let's all stretch out together, Reader. Go ahead and stand up, unless you're buckled into your car or tucked into your bed. And wiggle your fingers and toes. Are you wiggling? Great! Now, can you stretch your arms high up over your head? Perfect.
Stretch up high, touch the sky, crouch down low and wiggle your toes. Swing your arms from side to side, let's get ready to go. Stretch up high, touch the sky, crouch down low and wiggle your toes. Swing your arms from side to side, now we're ready to go.
Ooh, that felt great. Thanks for those stretches. They really helped, didn't they, Reader? Now, since we're going to the country where yoga began, why don't you all try a few yoga positions with me too?
Great idea, Bug.
Let's start by greeting each other. Put the palms of your hands together and touch them to your chest, right next to your heart like this. That's right. Now bow your head and say, Namaste.
Namaste, Reader. Namaste, Reading Bug.
Namaste. For our first move, drop your head and arms down towards your feet, so that your body is folded in half, and you are touching the ground with your hands, if you can. If not, just get your hands as close to touching the ground as you can. Can you see why this position is called a forward fold? Take a breath in, and let it out slowly. Next, let's put our hands flat on the ground. You may need to bend your knees a little to do this, which is totally okay. Then step backward with your feet as far as you can, while you lift your hips high up in the air. This move is called the downward dog. Now, take another big breath. Okay! Now, finally, stand up straight and tall. Take a deep breath and place the palms of your hands together in front of your heart, like you did when we greeted each other. When you are ready, lift one of your legs up and place that foot on your other leg near your knee, so that you are balanced on one leg. This is called a tree pose. One more big breath, then slowly put your foot back down on the ground. Now do the same thing with the other leg.
Wow, great job!
I read in Hinduism for Kids that yoga uses a combination of postures and breathing exercises to put the body into states of calm. Are you feeling calmer now, Lauren?
I am. Aren't you, reader? Now, before we head off on our adventure, I hope you remembered to bring some crayons and paper with you. The Reading Bug told us about some amazing sights in India, and I'm sure we'll want to draw pictures of all of them. Pictures are how we retell the story of our adventures after we return to our homes, just like the illustrators of our favorite books. On our India adventure today, think about what you want to draw so that you can capture the most important parts of our story for your friends and family to see. If you didn't remember crayons and paper, just press pause or have a grown-up do it for you, and get them now. The Reading Bug and I will wait right here for you. At the end of today's adventure, we'll take time to draw the pictures that are in our imaginations. But of course, you can color anytime you want by pausing our podcast.
Okay, great. If everyone is ready for our adventure in India, let's get my magic book bag ready to take us there. Stand back, everybody. Magic book bag, please sweep us away to the country of India where we'll all spend the day. We'll see wondrous sights as we learn and explore from the great Taj Mahal to the bright Goa shore.
Look, reader, the reading bug is opening her book bag, and it's growing bigger and bigger and bigger, big enough to fit us all inside. Can you see all the images swirling around in there? Those are illustrations and images from all of the books the reading bug brought along with her. The first thing I see is a lot of people. Look!
That's right, Lauren. I read that India has more than 1 billion people, the second largest population of any country in the world.
That's incredible! And look, some of the people are dressed like us, but there's also men wearing white jackets with high collars and white pants, some with turbans wrapped around their heads. And I see women wearing beautiful, brightly colored long dresses. I also see golden temples with rounded domes, and I see a few tigers, too! Look! Over there, that must be a Bollywood film studio. There are lots of men dressed in blue and green jackets with gold pants, and women wearing jeweled headbands with short dresses and high boots, singing and dancing on stages filled with colors and lights. And the words. Look, reader! Floating among the pictures are lots and lots of words that I don't even recognize at all. Words like Sundari, Tamarind, Gulpata, Sherwani, Sari, Diadem, and Lenga.
I just can't wait for this adventure any longer.
Come on, let's go.
Hop 3 times with me, then into my book bag.
And we'll be on our way. Ready? 1 hop, 2 hops, 3 hops.
And we're in!
Let's jump inside our book bag. What will we find there? Imaginations run away. What's in our book bag? Our trusty book bag. What will we learn about today?
Here we go. The lights are flashing and the pictures and words are circling all around us as the book bag carries us away to India.
Reader, look outside. Our home and schools and parks are getting smaller and smaller as we travel higher and higher into the sky. I see a coastline as we leave North America for Asia, our closest continental neighbor to the west.
Asia may be the closest continent to the west of North America, Lauren, but India is about as far away from the United States as you can get. It's nearly 1/2 of the way around the world.
But with the magic of your book bag, and our imaginations, of course, we'll be there in no time. Right, Bug?
Right!
We are traveling over a vast stretch of blue that must be the Pacific Ocean. And up ahead, I see a large island, which must be Japan.
We're definitely getting closer.
That is Japan, Lauren. That means we're nearly there.
And reader, look at all the diverse landscapes we're flying swiftly past now. I see hot, sandy deserts, beautiful green forests, large snow-covered mountains, and some of the largest cities I have ever seen.
We must be over India, Lauren. In between some of the largest cities in the world, India has all kinds of different topography.
It looks like we're headed toward one of those large cities now, Bug. I wonder what city it is, and what site the book bag is taking us to. Wherever we're headed, there are lots and lots of people there. And it's right near an ocean, too. I can see the beach and the water in the distance.
Get ready. I think this bag is coming in for a landing.
Oh! We've landed. We're here! But, where is here?
There's only one way to find out.
Everyone follow me out of the book bag.
It's really noisy out here. I think it's even noisier than in New York City on New Year's Eve. Look around. It's amazing, too. We've landed in the middle of a narrow and very busy street. It's filled with street vendors, cars, people, trucks, buses, bikes, rickshaws, motorcycles, chickens, and goats.
Just like Dorothy said to Toto in The Wizard of Oz, I have a feeling we're not in San Carlos anymore.
You're right. It's so different here, but also wonderful and full of energy. Look over there, reader. That's got to be the most gigantic billboard I've ever seen. It covers the entire side of that very tall building, and it features a picture, a very, very big picture, of an incredibly handsome man. He has olive-colored skin and perfectly chiseled features. His teeth are pearly white, and he has a strong jawline and enchanting dark eyes. And look at all his thick, curly, dark brown hair.
All that hair? What about all those muscles? And he's holding the paw of a huge and equally handsome tiger.
But who is he?
The billboard says he's Kartik Patel. Look, the letters are each 6 feet tall at least.
Kartik Patel? I've never heard of him. But it sure does look like he's very famous here.
Very famous and also very close by.
Oh! You scared me! I'm sorry, I didn't see you there. Wait. It's you! The man from the billboard! Are you Kartik Patel?
Why, yes, I am.
Lauren, he's even more handsome in person.
Oh, hi. My name is...
Lauren. I know. Welcome to Bollywood, Lauren.
Bollywood? Wait, you know my name? But how?
Oh, I'm a huge fan of yours, of course.
You? The man whose face is 30 feet tall on the billboard in front of us? Are a fan of me?
Oh, yes. I've heard you sing on the Reading Bug Adventures podcast, and I'm enamored with your beautiful voice. And, as luck would have it, I was crossing the street when a glimmer of red polka-dotted book bag caught my eye. I rushed over and found you, the Reading Bug, and your reader friend standing here, taking in the sights of Mumbai, my home city.
That is very flattering.
I know you have a gigantic billboard in the middle of the city, but I'm sorry to say I've never heard of you. Who are you?
Oh, Reading Bug, you're hilarious, just like on the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, I am Kartik Patel, Bollywood star, of course. I have starred in 26 Bollywood movies and I'm busy making my 27th. Are you here in Bollywood to star in a movie of your own, Lauren?
Me? Star in a Bollywood movie? Why would you think that?
That voice.
We're here on an adventure today, Kartik. We want to explore India and learn all about its people, its culture, and its sights.
But no movie? That's simply unacceptable. With a voice like yours, Lauren, you should be on the silver screen.
Oh, that's very kind, but...
I have an idea. You should be on the screen with me. You will come and be in my movie. I'm on my way to the studio now to film. You must join me.
A studio? A movie? Kartik, we came here for an adventure.
But this will be an adventure. A Bollywood adventure. Hurry, come with me.
But how? The streets are packed with people. I don't think we'll be able to go anywhere, Kartik.
This auto rickshaw driver can get us there. Can't you, Babu?
Kartik Patel?
Quickly, to the studio. Lauren, reader, reading bug, hop inside with me. Let's go.
Reader, Kartik wants us to get into that rickety-looking vehicle. It has three wheels, one in the front where the driver is, and two in the back, under a single bench where I guess we're supposed to sit. The whole thing is covered with a roof, but there's no doors at all. It's only a little bigger than a scooter or a motorcycle. I don't know how it's going to be able to carry all of us. And look, it's belching gray-black fumes into the air behind it. Should we get in?
Lauren, Kartik wants to make you a Bollywood star. Of course we should get in. Come on, follow Kartik.
Okay, here goes nothing. Whoa! Hold on, reader. This driver isn't paying any attention to the traffic lanes. He's weaving in and out around and in between cars, motorcycles, and pedestrians.
Yeah, but amazingly, he's moving. I didn't think there was any way we could go anywhere with all the traffic in this busy city.
Watch out! There's no sidewalk for pedestrians or bike lane for bicycles. It's not even clear that there are lanes for cars who want to travel in the same direction. Instead, the people in the cars and the bikes and the auto rickshaws seem to be driving in all different directions, like bumper cars in an amusement park.
It feels like we are on a wild ride in the car with Mr. Toad and Wind in the Willows by Kenneth Grahame.
Never seen a car like this before. It has three wheels instead of four. Open air on top and there's no door, but we're going places. Whoa, oh, oh. Bumping around in an auto rickshaw. Whoa, oh, oh. Better look out, we don't wanna hit ya. Whoa, oh, oh. Bumping around in an auto rickshaw. Whoa, oh, oh. Yeah, an auto rickshaw. Look out, look out, we're coming through. The traffic is crazy, but we've lots to do. We wanna see it all. Go to the Taj Mahal in our auto rickshaw. Whoa, oh, oh. Scary ride is anything but drab in our auto rickshaw. Whoa, oh, oh. Bumping around in an auto rickshaw. Whoa, oh, oh. Better look out, we don't want to hit ya. Whoa, oh, oh. Bumping around in an auto rickshaw. Whoa, oh, oh. Yeah, an auto rickshaw.
Lauren, maybe it would be better if you closed your eyes and practiced some yoga or meditation. This auto rickshaw experience is like a wild ride in an amusement park.
That's a really good idea, Bug. I'll just close my eyes and breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe out. Whoa! What just happened? Why did we stop?
Cow.
Cow? What does that mean? Is that Hindi?
No, it means cow. Look.
Oh, look, reader. Up ahead of us, a cow is crossing the road and everyone has stopped to let it pass.
Why is there a cow in the middle of a city street?
Cows are sacred among Hindus, Lauren, and they are pretty much allowed to come and go as they please and wherever they please. It is a sin to harm a cow. That's why all the traffic stopped when this cow decided to cross the street. It's not uncommon, but it is going to delay us.
Delay? I think I'm okay with a delay. I like this auto rickshaw a lot better when it's at a standstill.
Sorry, Lauren. We don't have time. We must get to the set to start filming. Babu, go this way, please.
Yes, Kartik Patel.
Whoa! Whoa! Where is he taking us?
Oh, don't worry, Lauren. This is just a shortcut. One with no cows.
I'm going to bounce out of this auto rickshaw. Hold on tight, reader.
Lauren, reader, look around us. We are climbing uphill now. There are skyscrapers all around us, but I can see glimpses of the black sand beaches and sparkling ocean between the buildings. It's beautiful.
Beautiful, yes. Welcome to Bollywood. Lauren, you will appear with me in the movie, The Tiger and the Star-Crossed Lovers. There are all different kinds of Bollywood movies, but the most popular Bollywood movies are Masala. Masala makes different types of stories, including action, comedy, romance, and drama, with lots of song and dance numbers. I, of course, am the favorite leading man for these Masala films, and with your voice, you can be a famous leading lady.
Will I have to dance too?
Of course, this is Bollywood after all. The Tiger and the Star-Crossed Lovers is the fantastical story of two young lovers who have to appease Hindu gods and goddesses before they can be together. It's a story that I myself came up with. You see, the Hindu religion is an important part of Indian society and culture, but there are hundreds of traditional stories about love, pride, bravery, foolishness, and quick thinking that feature gods, animals, and humans interacting with each other. And we are bringing some of my favorites to the Bollywood screen in this movie. With lots and lots of song and dance, of course.
Lots and lots? Kartik, I don't think I can stay in India that long. I have to get back home to my family, and so does the reading bug and our reader friend.
Do not worry, Lauren. I only need you to be in two scenes with me, one today at the studio and one tomorrow, which will be shot in Agra at the Taj Mahal. It will be the most amazing part of the movie.
I'm happy to do a scene with you today, Kartik, but I'm afraid tomorrow's out of the question. We can't stay overnight.
But you have to be part of the Taj Mahal number, or the movie won't work. And travel to Agra, where the Taj Mahal is located, will require too much time.
I'm really sorry, Kartik. We really have to get home today. Maybe you need to find a different leading lady.
Unless.
Do you have an idea, Reading Bug?
What if we traveled to the Taj Mahal by magic book bag? We could get there quickly, and you could film both scenes today, Lauren.
Excellent idea, Bug. Why didn't I think of it? It's settled then. You will be my leading lady, Lauren.
I guess I will.
And look, we've just arrived at Mumbali Film Studios to film our first scene. Everyone, out of the rickshaw. We have a movie to make.
Right now?
Well, no, not right now. First, I need you to get into costume and makeup.
Yes, Kartik?
Take Lauren, the reading bug, and their reader friend to get into costumes and makeup quickly. They will all be in the movie with me.
Yes, Kartik.
Never seen a dressing room like this before. Gold tassels on the curtains and a fancy carpet floor. A lighted mirror on the wall. Who could ask for more? I'm really going places. Whoa, oh, oh. Gonna be a star of a Bollywood movie. Whoa, oh, oh. I can't believe that Kartik chose me. Whoa, oh, oh. Gonna be a star, I'm the leading lady. Whoa, oh, oh. In a Bollywood movie. There's a camera and a boom and a director's chair. And a makeup lady here to fix my curly hair. I'm gonna make a splash dance, sing and act in a Bollywood movie. Whoa, oh, oh. Gonna be a star in a Bollywood movie. Whoa, oh, oh. A real movie set, I'm the leading lady. Whoa, oh, oh. Gonna be a star in a Bollywood movie. Whoa, oh, oh. Yeah, Bollywood movie.
Reader, I have a feeling that filming this movie with Kartik is going to be a crazier ride than the one we had in the auto rickshaw. Look at this makeup and these clothes. While we finish getting dressed and ready to film, I'm going to pause our adventure right here
for a brief message about today's sponsor. Don't go anywhere. The Reading Bug and I will be right back in just 1 minute.
Today's episode of Reading Bug Adventures is sponsored by Sourcebooks and the beautiful book Sunflower Sisters by Monica Singh Gangotra and illustrated by Michaela Diaz-Hayes.
Hi, Reading Bug. Gee, you look extra happy today.
Oh, I am, Lauren. I just love the skin I'm in.
Oh, yes. Your red and black wings really are beautiful and unique. What made you think of that today, Reading Bug?
Well, I just read a lovely book about celebrating our differences and embracing our own beauty. It's called Sunflower Sisters, and it's about two very independent and confident young women, one who is South Asian and the other Nigerian, finding joy in their own skin.
Yes, I've read this book. Amitra and Kiki are getting ready for their siblings' weddings and learning about each other's cultures and traditions while learning to embrace their beautiful brown skin.
Yes, yes, yes. I love reading about other cultures, and the friendship between Amitra and Kiki is special too. It reminds me of my friendship with the Spelling Bee.
Aw, that's sweet.
Reader, don't miss out. You can purchase Sunflower Sisters by Monica Singh Gangotra at thereadingbug.com or your local independent bookstore. Thank you to Sourcebooks for their ongoing support.
Calling all kids in the car. Brittany and Meredith here from the chart-topping Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Are you dreading another silent car ride with the fam? We've got the cure. 3 rounds of fresh trivia every single week. Movies, music, even science and Disney. We've got something for every trivia buff in the car. No more crickets chirping on those long journeys. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast is your secret weapon for connecting and laughing with kids of all ages. Teens, toddlers, adults, it doesn't matter. Spark their curiosity and challenge their brains with every episode. New episodes drop weekly wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast and turn those car rides into epic adventures.
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Oh, hi, reader. You're back. I'm so glad you made it, because we're about to start filming a Bollywood movie together.
Yeah! When I suggested a trip to India for our adventure, I had no idea that we'd meet the handsome Bollywood movie star, Kartik Patel, and be asked to be in one of his movies. But wow! I couldn't imagine a better adventure together. Could you?
I'm a little nervous, especially because Kartik said we had to dance in this movie.
Well, Bollywood movies are known for extravagant singing and dancing scenes, Lauren.
And apparently for extravagant costumes and makeup, too. Look at us! I'm covered in gold jewelry from my head to my toes! And every time I move, I jingle. I'm wearing a long pink veil over my head, made out of the most magnificent see-through fabric, and a beautiful long pink and orange dress with gold baubles dangling all over it.
That's a sorry, Lauren.
Sorry? What are you sorry for, Bug? You didn't do anything wrong, did you?
No, Lauren, not sorry. Sari. Your dress. It's called a sari. A sari is a traditional outfit worn in India, and it's made out of a single piece of cloth that can be draped around your body in hundreds of different ways to give different looks. The way you're dressed, the sari looks especially elegant. It looks like a long skirt, a short top that shows your belly button, and a long sash flowing across your body.
I agree. It looks incredible. But if I was nervous about dancing before, I'm even more nervous now. How am I supposed to move with this sari on and with this jewelry and baubles covering every part of my body?
Lauren, there's no need to worry. You were born to be a dancer.
Oh, Kartik, you startled me.
Lauren, reader, you look incredible in your costumes and makeup. And reading bug, you look great too.
Thank you.
Your costume looks incredible too, Kartik. The flowing gold pants are shimmering in the light. And I've never seen anything quite like the long button-down shirt you're wearing. It's a deep royal blue, trimmed with pink and gold, and it comes down almost to your knees.
This is called a Sherwani, Lauren.
Sherwani? I think the spelling bee would like that word.
Now, Lauren, reader, reading bug, before we begin filming, I need to teach you a few dance steps. You won't need to do much, but a little bit of instruction goes a long way.
If you say so, Kartik.
Oh, I do. Now, my first instruction is to have fun. Bollywood dancers have to feel the movement of the material in their saris and sherwanis. They have to listen to the way their jewelry jingles as they move. And above all else, they need to smile. Can you smile for me? Very good. Now, try this simple move. Place one hand on your hip and the other hand on your head. Then shake, or tumka, to the rhythm of the music.
That's not so hard. Reader, put one hand on your hip and the other on your head. Great. Now, give a little shake to the rhythm of the music. Oh, wow, I think you're going to be a great Bollywood dancer.
Next, try this one. Take the hand off your head and use it to pretend to screw in a light bulb. Very good. And with the other hand, the one with your hip, pretend you're petting a dog. Yes! And keep your hips shaking.
They're shaking, Kartik.
Okay. Then, just one more move to learn. I call this one clap and turn. Reach your hands up in the air and clap above your head. Then, turn to the right. Great. Now do it again with a turn to the left. Excellent. That's all you need to know today. We can let the professional dancers do all the hard moves. You look like you've been dancing your whole life.
Thanks, Kartik. I think I can remember those three moves. K,
Can't you, reader? Tumka, put a hand on your hip and another on your head and shake. Twist the light bulb and pet the dog. And clap and turn.
Wonderful! Let's make a movie!
Now?
Yes, now! Follow me. Our first scene will be filmed on a soundstage inside.
Lauren, reader, soundstages are used in a lot of movies. I've never seen one, but I read that soundstages are enormous rooms with very high ceilings that are used for filming movies. The set designers for the movies design and build huge sets, which is the scenery that you see behind the actors in a movie, on the soundstage, to make it look like the movie is being filmed someplace else.
That's right, Bug. Our soundstage has been designed to look like a location in the Sundarbans Island, which consists of 102 islands located between India and Bangladesh. 54 of the islands are inhabited by humans, and most of the others are part of the Sundarbans National Park, known for the world's largest mangrove forest and its tigers. What better setting for a movie called The Tiger and the Star-Crossed Lovers?
What does star-crossed mean?
When two people are in love, but the relationship is doomed to fail, they're said to be star-crossed.
Oh, like Romeo and Juliet. I read a great graphic novel about them. The Stratford Zoo Midnight Review presents Romeo and Juliet by Ian Lendler.
Exactly. Just like feud between Romeo and Juliet's families kept them from being together, in the movie, my character's family arranged a marriage for him when he was a boy. But my character falls in love with Lauren's character after we meet in the Sundarbans Islands. Because my character is to be married at the end of the week, Lauren's character and mine are star-crossed. Bollywood movies love plots about star-crossed lovers. Ah, here we are, our soundstage.
Oh, wow. Look, reader, if we hadn't just walked through a hallway and through a door, I might not believe we were indoors. There are trees and sand and even a river in this room. But, Kartik, the walls are all painted green. Are they not finished yet?
No, Lauren. The walls are painted green so that we can add special effects later to make it look like we're outdoors. It's called green screen technology. After filming, my editing team will remove anything with that color green and replace it with the images that show the Sundarbans Islands, continuing behind us for miles and miles.
Lauren, reader, Kartik, don't look now, but there's a tiger in here with us.
Oh, Reading Bug, you're right. There is a tiger in here, and he's enormous. He's orange and white with dark brown stripes, and he's staring right at us. Thankfully, though, he's in a cage.
She, Lauren, she. Meet Sanvi. She may look frightening, but she's a love. Sanvi plays the role of the tiger in The Tiger and the Star-Crossed Lovers.
Hello, Sanvi. Good girl.
In the movie, our characters meet while rescuing Sanvi from poachers. Sanvi is a Bengal tiger.
Oh, I've read about Bengal tigers, Lauren. They're bigger than almost any other kind of wildcat.
Looking at Sanvi, I can believe it.
Over 100 Bengal tigers live in the Sundarbans. It is one of the largest single tiger populations in the world. The Bengal tigers of the Sundarbans are the only tigers that swim in the ocean as they move from island to island in search of food. And they are the only wild tigers on the planet that can survive drinking salty water.
Incredible!
They are also the only wild tigers on the planet that eat people, which is why we're filming on a soundstage instead of on the islands.
Eat people?
Oh, don't worry, Lauren. Sanvi is trained. Now, quickly, we must film. Lauren, reader, gather around me and the trainer will bring Sanvi out of her cage to lie in front of us. Reading Bug? The Sundarbans have many bugs. You can buzz about overhead to add to the ambiance.
Look, reader. The trainer is taking Sanvi out of her cage on a leash and is walking her over to us. Don't make any loud noises or sudden movements.
Sanvi! There's my girl.
Kartik!
Sanvi wouldn't hurt a fly. Or a reading bug.
Sanvi is lying down right in front of us. She's so close, I can feel her breathing on my leg.
Okay, Lauren, this is the scene where we first meet. Your character, whose name is Amanda, has just been chased by a tiger, played by Sanvi, and you have injured your ankle. But Sanvi is in even worse shape because she has been caught in a poacher's trap. Sit down here next to Sanvi and pretend your ankle is hurt. Reader, when I say action, you and I will come to Lauren's rescue. Ready?
I'm not sure I am.
Action! Are you okay?
Ouch! It's my ankle. I think it might be broken, but the tiger, I think she's been hurt worse than I have. Did you come to my rescue?
I did. I saw you running and saw the tiger running close behind you. Before I even knew what I was doing, I started racing after you and the tiger, hoping I could reach you in time.
I'm Amanda.
My name is Preet. I'm here studying the majestic yet dangerous wild Bengal tigers of the Sundarbans.
Oh no! The tiger, Preet! She's badly hurt!
Let me look. The tiger is hurt, Amanda. It's her leg. She has been caught in a trap set by a poacher. It's illegal to kill a tiger in India, but poachers still set traps and kill tigers so that they can sell their pelts, bones, teeth, and claws. But today, this trap saved you from becoming this tiger's meal, and for that, I am thankful. The trap is what brought us together.
Can we help her? We can't leave her for the poachers.
Your heart is as beautiful as your face, Amanda. I know this may be strange for me to say, but I fear that Kamadeva, our god of love, must have shot an arrow into my heart. Although we just met, I think that I'm falling in love with you.
It's not strange, Preet. I feel it too.
It will be dangerous for us to try to set this tiger free, Amanda. Once she's freed, she will attack. For this is her nature. I must take you to safety first, then I will return to set her free by myself.
Preet, no! It's not safe for you. You said yourself that the tiger will attack. I just want to stay here with you forever. If you leave me now, I fear I will never see you again.
Only the gods know if or when we will meet again. But now, I must carry you to safety. For while it is the tiger's nature to attack, it is mine to save. And cut. Excellent work, Lauren. You're a natural. I knew you would be brilliant in this role. And Reading Bug, Reader, you are both excellent actors as well.
Thank you, Preet. I mean, Kartik. What happens next?
Preet returns to set the tiger free, and when he does, there is a beautiful scene where Preet sings a love song to the tiger about destiny. He compares his love for Amanda to the ferocity and the power of the Sundarbans tiger. And then, just as you think the tiger will tear him to pieces, Preet has a vision of Parvati, wife of our most powerful god Shiva. Parvati is the goddess of love, power, renewal, and she approaches the tiger wearing an elaborate red headdress on her head and a bindi on her forehead. A bindi is a dot that we believe protects women against bad luck or demons. And she takes the tiger's injured paw into one of her four hands to heal it. Then, she leads the tiger away from Preet.
Oh, wow. So, thanks to the goddess Parvati, Preet survives.
Of course Preet survives. But was it really Parvati, or was it all a dream? Several hours later, Preet wakes up from his vision lying, dehydrated, and on the ground. By then, Amanda has left the Sundarbans, assuming that Preet has perished. And when Preet finally is able to go back for her, he discovers that she has gone. Preet wonders if he will ever find her again.
How romantic! How incredible!
Yes, I know.
It does sound like an incredible movie. But Kartik, there are still a lot of other scenes for you to film, and we need to get back home to our friends and family soon.
That's not a problem, Lauren. The rest of the cast and I will film those scenes another day. We just need to film one last scene together before you and your friends depart. The grand finale. It's where the star-crossed lovers, Preet and Amanda, find each other again at the Taj Mahal. Reading Bug, you had the brilliant idea of using your book bag to take us through the Taj Mahal in Agra to film today. Agra is more than 1,000 kilometers from where we are in Mumbai, so any other mode of transportation would take hours. And besides, as a huge Reading Bug adventure fan, I really want to take a trip in the magic book bag. Do you still think our plan to travel to the Taj Mahal in your magic book bag will work?
I don't see why not.
Well then, what are we waiting for? Tigerwala, put Sanvi on her leash and let's get her into the book bag.
The tiger is coming too?
Of course! It's the grand finale of the Tiger and the Star-Crossed Lovers. The tiger and the star-crossed lovers need to be there.
I'm not sure that putting a Bengal tiger in the Reading Bug's magic book bag with us is the safest idea.
Oh, it'll be fine, Lauren. Sanvi was so well-behaved during the scene you just filmed. Let's get moving. Magic book bag, heed the call. Take us all to the Taj Mahal, where the star-crossed lovers will once again meet for the grand finale of Amanda and Preet.
Amazing! If I wasn't watching it with my own eyes, I wouldn't believe it. The book bag is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Big enough to fit all of us. And one enormous Bengal tiger inside.
Okay, everyone. Let's flap our bug wings one more time and fly to the Taj Mahal. Hop 3 times with me, then into the book bag. Here we go again. 1 hop, 2 hops, 3 hops, and we're in. The lights are flashing and the pictures and words are circling all around us as the book bag carries us away.
All the way to the Taj Mahal, where our movie's most fantastic scene will be filmed.
How do Preet and Amanda get to the Taj Mahal?
After the run-in with the tiger, Preet vows to find Amanda and asks the gods for help. One by one, the gods Ganesha, Indra, and Kama each do their part to help the couple reunite.
I know about Ganesha. He's a chubby god with an elephant head and a sweet tooth.
That's right. Like all Hindu gods, Ganesha also has special powers. He is the god of new beginnings and good luck, and he is known for clearing obstacles that prevent mortals from realizing their dreams.
Ganesha sounds like the perfect god to help remove the obstacles that stand in the way of Amanda and Preet finding one another. But who are Indra and Kama?
Indra is the god of thunder, lightning, and rain. He rides on top of the magnificent white elephant named Irvata. And Kamadeva is the god of love. He flies on top of a giant parrot and carries a bow and arrow.
Oh, kind of like the Roman god Cupid.
Yes. When Kamadeva shoots someone with his arrow, that person falls in love with the next person that he or she sees. So, through a series of adventures, Preet winds his way through India, finally arriving at the Taj Mahal in Agra. He's beginning to believe he will never find Amanda before she leaves India when, by fate, and with the help of the gods, Amanda appears right in front of him.
And they live happily ever after.
Yes! A happy ending and a big song and dance.
Hold on tight. This book bag is coming in for a landing.
Easy, Sanvi. Easy. No need to worry.
There's no time to waste. Let's film this final scene. I have a camera crew and the cast already waiting. Welcome to the Taj Mahal. What better location for the end of a Bollywood romance than a building that was built as a monument to one man's unending love for his wife?
The Taj Mahal is considered one of the new wonders of the world. It was built in 1632 by India's then ruler, Shah Jahan, for his beloved wife after she died. He spared no expense in creating this spectacular monument to their love. It was built more than 400 years ago, but the emperor and his wife still lie side by side in separate tombs within the building.
That's right. And it's why our story has to end here. We too are sparing no expense to film here instead of on a soundstage.
Oh, wow. Look, reader. The Taj Mahal. It is so beautiful and so big. Much bigger than I thought it would be. It appears to be taller than a 20-story building, and it must be longer than 3 football fields. It looks like a royal palace that's completely white with a large arch-shaped doorway and 4 smaller arch-shaped windows on either side of the doorway.
There's an enormous dome on the top of the building that looks kind of like a large onion that's been cut in half. And there are two smaller domes, one on each side. And there are beautiful, intricate carvings in the white marble that look like lace work.
There's also a red building on a beautiful terrace standing in front of a gate. And we've landed near a large manicured garden with a long reflection pool that leads right up to the magnificent white palace.
The name Taj Mahal means crown of palaces. It is made of ivory white marble, but there are at least 30 different types of gemstones engraved into the marble, including jade, turquoise, crystal, and amethyst.
I read that the Taj Mahal changes color depending on the time of day.
Changes color? Reading bug. That's impossible.
It's true. The Taj Mahal does change color. In the morning, it appears pink with the morning sunrise. It is brilliant white throughout the day, and then, in the evening moonlight, it is golden. The sun is just beginning to set, giving the Taj the perfect coloring for our scene. Hurry! We must film while the lighting is just right. Lauren, you and your reader friend will stand just over there by the reflection pool. Lauren, you are reflecting on everything in your life that has brought you to this moment in this spectacular place. You will turn and ask the man behind you to take your picture in front of the Taj Mahal, only to find that that man is...
Preet!
Yes! Are you ready?
Ready as we'll ever be.
Wonderful. Then, action!
Excuse me, sir. Would you mind taking my picture? You...
Amanda?
Preet! But I thought you were...
Dead?
Yes! And what became of the tiger?
He led me to you.
My love for you is like a Bengal tiger. Every day it grows stronger. With you, I am fierce, I am invincible, you can't turn away. My eyes pierce deep in the soul of you, I slink through the night. I will fight to protect our love. Look in my eyes, you'll see strength just like the stars above. Yeah, my love for you is like a Bengal tiger. The night, I will fight to protect our love. Look in my eyes, you'll see strength just like the stars above. Cause my love for you is like a Bengal tiger.
Lauren. Reader, reading bug, do you remember the dance moves we practiced earlier?
I think so. Yes. Do you remember them, reader?
There's thumka, where you put one hand on your hip and another on your head and shake. Then there was twist the light bulb and pet the dog. And finally, clap and turn.
Yes. Now we're going to bring the tiger in and all of us will dance alongside her. Just do the moves I tell you. Tiger wala. Bring Sanvi here for this final dance number.
We're dancing with the tiger?
Yes, Lauren. This is the finale. Everyone dances. Now, tumka.
Reader, put one hand on your hip and the other on your head and shake along with the music.
Turn the light bulb and pet the dog.
Pretend like you're twisting a light bulb with one hand and use the other hand to pretend to pet a dog.
Or pet the tiger.
Clap and turn. And on the other side. Great work. Now, just have fun. Dance however you like. Just remember to smile. Cut! Wonderful work, everyone. And thanks to you, this movie will be a tremendous success. I just know it. To have your beautiful voices in my Bollywood movie is a tremendous honor. Perhaps you'll stay for a small celebration with me and the rest of the cast before we film more scenes here tomorrow?
Oh, Kartik, we'd love to stay, but it's getting late, and our friends and family will be worried about us if we don't get back home soon. Maybe we can come back to see the movie with you once it's finished.
Or maybe you can come back to star in another movie. Reader, I think I have just the role for you in my next Bollywood film. It could be another tremendous hit.
It's been a great day, Kartik. Thanks so much for putting us into your film and for teaching us about India and Bollywood. I can't wait to see the movie. But for now, it's time for us to say goodbye.
In India, namaste means both hello and goodbye. So why don't we say namaste instead?
If you know that you are going to see your friends again, then you should say fir milenge instead. That means see you later.
See you later. Yes, that sounds much better than goodbye, Kartik. How do you say it again?
Fir milenge.
Say it with me, reader.
Fir milenge.
Okay, are you ready? Let's all flap our wings and fly back home together. Hop three times with me, then into my book bag. Here we go. One hop, two hops, three hops, and we're in.
We've had a big adventure within our book bag, and I think we saved the day. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, book bag. Now it's time to fly away.
Look outside, friends. India and the Taj Mahal are slowly fading from view. But if you look quickly, you can still see the Taj Mahal. Now that the sun is beginning to set, it's starting to turn from ivory to gold. What an incredible adventure in a spectacular place. Reading Bug, I do hope we get to adventure back to India again. There's so much culture and so many sights there that we could probably have 100 adventures and still have new things to see and do. But for now, we need to get home to our families and tell them about everything we've seen and done. I'll play some coloring music, and we can draw pictures together.
And if you loved today's adventure like I did, and want to read more about India and Bollywood, you can read any of the books in my book bag. A complete list can be found at thereadingbug.com/adventures. Look, we're back!
You're right, Bug. We are back! That was such a spectacular adventure that I'm not sure our friends and family will believe it when we tell them. I'll play some coloring music and we can all draw pictures of the things we saw and did today. And that will really help us retell the story of our adventure. You did a really great job learning those dance moves and performing in Kartik's movie today, reader. I was really impressed.
When you're a reader, you're a leader. You're ready to learn about everything as you grow. You'll show this world that you can be anything. You could write a book or fly a plane. Build a house with a giant crane. Whatever you do, one thing will be true. There's nothing you can't do. You can see it through just by being you. Cause you're a reader, you're a leader. You're ready to learn about everything as you grow. You'll show this world that you can be anything. You could sing your way into a Broadway show. Don't let anyone tell you no. Whatever you do, one thing will be true. There's nothing you can't do. You can make your dreams come true just by being you.
Thank you for joining us on our adventure today, reader. The Reading Bug and I have to go now, but we can't wait to see you next time. Bye-bye.
See you next time.
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Thanks to all of our individual sponsors. If you're interested in becoming a patron, please visit our page at patreon.com. Thank you for listening to Reading Bug Adventures. I'm Lauren Savage, and today's adventure was an original story written by Diane and Brandon Savage. This episode was performed by me, Chloe Savage, and Umang Patel. Being accurate and honoring each location and time period we visit is important to us. This episode's sensitivity reader is Umang Patel. Music is by me and Joe Murphy. Sound mixing and mastery is by Resonate Recordings. The Reading Bug is our family-owned independent children's bookstore in California, and we're passionate about educating, entertaining, and engaging children of all ages. Learn more about us at thereadingbug.com and our personalized subscription box service at readingbugbox.com. Thank you.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.